Try it.
Do it.
Try it.
Do it.
Try it.
Thank you. Thank you. Stop believing for That was Underworld. New Underworld. Album's called Barbara, Barbara, We Face a Shining Future. That song's called San Diego Cuatro.
Instrumental song from these guys.
Yeah.
Long songs on this album.
Yeah, it's typical Underworld. Yeah. They always have long songs.
Yeah.
Long, repetitive songs.
It's good to
songs.
Have them back, I'd say. I don't know if it's just like their strongest work. But
cool to have a new Underworld out, though.
Yeah, I think it's cool to have a new Underworld, but not their strongest piece, but... Yeah, I don't know, I've only listened to it a couple times, so maybe it's just one of those Underworld albums that needs to...
Maybe it'll grow on us?
Percolate.
We'll see. The XX, before that, did a song called Reunion. Mistakes Are Okay remix of that song. Then one from Zoe. Played a track of hers called S.O.S.
That's a rock band.
Excuse me.
It's that Mexican rock band, Zoe.
Zoe. Tricky remix off of Programaton Revisitato, and then Chet Faker did a song called No Diggity. It's off the album Thinking in Textures. Indian Summer did a song called No Use, and we start off the whole set with M83. New album's called Junk, and we play a song called Do It, Try It. So have you listened to the whole album, Mike?
I just have the single right now. The album's not out yet until April 8th. Tim.
All right. Well,
just you think I have a secret stash here?
Usually do.
No, he hasn't sent the record to me yet. You know, he's doing an interesting thing again. I guess he did this on his last tour as well. He's going to be touring in support of this new album, and he's crowdsourcing for a female keyboardist and vocalist.
Nice.
So you have to just send him. I don't know if it's closed already, but if you go to his website, I don't know what the cutoff date was. You just have to send a video of you playing, if you're female, a video of you playing your keyboard singing a song. Preferably
awesome.
Probably an M83 track,
what
right?
What a great thing to do.
And then you get to tour with him on the, I think, the whole U.S. leg of the tour for 2 or 3 months.
Think about that one. Think about how easy it is to just, to you know, put in your submission and how many he has to listen to. But you know what, though? It's probably better than just people showing up. And, you know, I think it's a pretty cool...
Well, last time I think he did a guitar player for the band. I imagine it's a little more limited when you're asking for a female vocalist keyboardist.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's still millions out there, but you just also need to submit the work.
Well, he's probably got a specific, person or sound in mind, and you know,
sound and look probably.
Yeah.
So who knows? But you know, if you're out there, you're playing keyboard and you sing, I would just submit a video and send it to him. Why? I mean, you get he'll fly down to LA, you get to rehearse and practice down there, and then spend 2.5 months on tour with M83. My God, and you'll be back in Portland for 2 shows.
Hey.
I don't know. I think
you're
going awesome.
To put on a wig and try it yourself.
If I knew how to sing and if I knew how to play keyboards and if I was female, I'd be all over it. I'd be all over
three
it.
Three strikes, you're out.
Yeah,
I guess.
Totally. I start striking out. I always suck at baseball too. So if you have to use that, use a baseball analogy.
Okay.
I struck out.
All right.
All right. We'll be back again tomorrow night. You guys. See you.
Good night, everybody.